being a cold calling genius. During this course, you have been introduced to a number of ideas, skills, and development in order to improve your cold calling skills. Few people look forward to cold calling, but it is an effective method of introducing yourself and your company to other businesses. There is nothing like regular practice for developing a method that suits you. Here are some last-minute tips for getting ahead with your cold calling. Number one, before you start a cold calling session, do your warm-up routine, then get yourself in the groove by doing a routine phone call, like booking a dentist's appointment. Number two, be prepared to be flexible and respond to a conversation, and not make it a one-way pitch from you. If they already have a supplier, or they don't require your service, don't despair. If you have been polite, you could always offer a top tips and try to establish a relationship with them. 3. If they say no, ask them, is there any other angle that might get you included? Remember the suggestion I made about having a couple of options to offer them, such as sending a brochure, putting them on an email e-sign list, etc. 4. Take notes after each call so that you can remember who you are talking to and what you both said. Remember to record these and the dates on your spreadsheet for follow-ups. 5. Be open to liking a person and take the focus off yourself. This person is only doing their job. This is your first step to making long-term contacts that can be vital for your business. 6. If you get someone who is rude, and I'm afraid you will, don't take it personally. Think about the long-term positive effects of raising your profile. You'll get some good cold call days and some bad ones. But the end effect, after all the effort you are putting in, cannot be anything other than good. 7. When you have finished your allotted calls, reward yourself. This could be anything from a trip to the local leisure centre to a cappuccino and a cake. Whatever it is, you deserve it. 8. See if you can increase your client list every week. You will then be able to keep in contact with them by phone, email, meetings and letters. Good luck, and if you need any advice, please do not hesitate to call Executive Voice.